Good evening. So we just ask the Lord to for His help once more. Our gracious Lord in heaven, thank you for the opportunity given this day to hear the gospel. We just look unto you for your help, that you may guide us as we speak, and that the word may go out and you may soften the hearts of those that have not given their lives to you. We rely on you alone, and we cannot do anything without you, for you are the one who draws people to you. We are nothing but your servants. And so we look unto you for your help. In Christ's name we pray with all thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. I would like to start by giving my testimony of how I was saved. I was saved in 2005. Like maybe probably many people may, I don't know if many of you may relate, but I grew up in a Christian home. My parents are believers, and I grew up every day, they would call us in the living room and would sit and they would read the Bible to us and make us recite verses and all of that. And I grew up with that type of, well, they brought us up that way. So I knew a lot of verses and I could just recite them off my head like that every day. You would wake me up at night and I would just go. And they would make songs for us to sing about verses and so forth and so on. We'd sing "For God So Loved the World." We'd sing "Have You Been to Jesus?" We'd sing so many songs, but that was just the way it was. And then we moved from town to town and I heard the gospel so many times and it was just something to do for me. Until I was, until 2005, the beginning of the year, we had moved to a new place. And like always, I heard the gospel and it was, well, another day at church. And this time around, it started, I was about 13 and I started thinking for myself. Well, like you are a little bit, you start to grow up, you start thinking for yourself, a little bit mature and I think, well, I know these verses, I recite Bible verses and I hear the gospel. Is it true? What about me? What's going to happen to me? Is it really true if I die today, I'll go to hell? And that was a little hard for me to understand. And I rejected. I was like, I'm grown up with my parents are Christian, and I'll be fine. But I did not have peace within me because it's safe. Because I knew that I wasn't saved for myself. I relied on what I was brought up in and the religion and what I did and the way my parents brought us up. So one time I heard the gospel and I could not go to bed. I tried everything. I watched a movie to get things off my mind. I did this, did that, and I went to bed and I was just tossing and turning and started thinking. I don't remember exactly the message that was preached that day. It was on a Sunday. But it got me thinking, well, if I go to bed now and if I don't wake up, what will happen to me? And, well, I was very scared. Very, very scared. And reality struck me that I needed to get saved. And I knew exactly how to get saved because of all the verses. And all the verses that I knew, like, convicted me of where I stood. And it was there that I realized that I had to take a step right there, make a decision, or else. I was only 13, but reality struck me very hard as a kid. I cried that day and, well, I was kind of not sure whether what words to say exactly, but I remember I had to wait for everybody to go to bed. I didn't want them to hear me cry. And I got on my knees on my bed, and I remember crying to God that day, and just crying out, asking Him to save me. Because His word says, whoever calls on His name shall be saved. And I called on His name that day, and from that day, the peace I received as a kid in 2005, I've never experienced anything like that before. And the surety I had that day, I don't know how to describe it. I thought I was floating in clouds or something. It was like, I don't know, it's hard sometimes to express because nothing compares to it. So, sorry, I had my Bible upside down. I'm going to tell another story, and then I'm going to try to relate both of them. So that's how I gave my life to Christ. A few weeks ago, I think before I was asked to share, I had a brother talk to the kids that come on Thursday, the boys' club, and he gave a story that stuck to me. A friend of his had advised him about some problem with his car. And he said, well, if he doesn't change something, it might end up to be a very bad condition, like it might affect a few more things. And this brother here from this assembly, he said, yeah, he agreed with everything that he was told. And he did not do anything about it. He told his young brother about the situation, and his young brother was like, oh, sure, I think I'll check my car. And he went home and checked his car, and he fixed the problem. Like, he changed what needed to be changed. A few weeks later, the brother who had been initially told about the problem of the car had his car, broke down, and it cost him a lot of money. But the young brother who had heard about the problem, he went home and said, oh, I'll fix that, and he got it fixed. He's like, oh, my car is fine. Nothing has happened to it. And the elder brother was saying, oh, I wish I had fixed my car. It wouldn't have cost me so much. So, where is this all leading? The elder brother was told about the problem with his car, and he made a choice. The young brother was told about the car. He made a choice as well. But they made two different choices. One chose to do nothing about the information he received about the car. The other made a choice to change whatever needed to be changed, and it saved him a lot of money. But the older brother, did nothing about it, and his car had to be taken in the garage. So they both made choices. Now, turn with me to Numbers 21, verse 5 to 9. Numbers 21, verse 5 to 9. And the Bible says, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there water, and our soul lost this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against thee and against God. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. Now, in verse 9 it says, and Moses made a serpent and of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent that bit any man, when he beheld the serpent brass, he lived. So in relating to my testimony and the second story I told about the two brothers, if you look in verse 9, the Lord says, whosoever looks upon the serpent will live. And everybody that made that choice of looking on the serpent, they lived. For me, when I heard the message, I grew up in the Christian, and I knew all this, and I knew the verses that were taught to me about salvation, and I knew that I had to make the decision for myself. If I had not made the decision for myself, well, I wouldn't have been saved. And if I die today, I die tomorrow, well, I know where I would end up, like I wouldn't go to heaven. These people in Numbers, those who looked upon the serpent, they lived. And those who did not, they did not live. They died. So it was a personal decision that they had to make. If we look at Romans 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, in Numbers, the people had sinned against God, and God sent the fiery serpents, and they were beaten. And it was up to them. It was not up to... God had made a provision for salvation. Whoever looked upon it would be saved. Those who did not look upon it wouldn't be saved. So, for you and me, the invitation is free. God has provided His Son for you and me. It's up to you to make a decision whether to look to God or not. But for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of... It's a free gift. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to work for it. There's nothing in your power, nothing in my power that we can do to gain that. It is God's provision only. His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's simple as that. If you believe, you have to look to Him. You have to realize that there's nothing in your own power you can do to gain this. God has provided His Son. It is up to you to accept that gift. If I hand out this and say, hey, here is the gift, that one, does it make it yours? No. You have to take it and it becomes yours. You can either refuse or accept it. So if you look at Numbers, they sinned. There was nothing they can do to save themselves from the serpent. God made a provision. The brothers. Now, if you look at, shall we turn to John 3, verse 14? I'll go on. I'll read from verse 14 to verse 16, and the Bible says, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in Him, whosoever, it doesn't matter your age, you might be young, you might be, I was, 2005, I was 13, I made the choice then. My dad, when he was saved, I don't know how old he was, but he was probably in his late 20s, I know one of my grandparents, when he got saved, he was in his late 50s. It doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter what you do, you might be poor, you might be whosoever. The gift is for everyone, young, old, poor, black, white, yellow, green. Every person is welcome. It's a free gift to all. You make the decision and you accept you with open hands. Shall we turn to Romans 10, verse 9? In Romans 10, verse 9, the scriptures say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's laid out the inner verse 13 of chapter 10. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord, the scripture is plain and simple here. It's up to you. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what will you do about this word that has been put out to you? What will you do about this invitation? You can either choose to accept it, or you can choose not to accept it. The decision is yours. The Lord has provided a way for you. Not my way, not your way, not in our own doing. It is God's gift to you, the free gift of salvation. You either call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, which is a wonderful thing. I have learned that and I know that. So speaking from experience, and many other people in here who are saved, they'll tell you it is a wonderful thing to have that surety that you are going to be with God. So I encourage you, think about this. What will your choice be? Will you look to the Savior? Will you make that decision to follow? Will you call upon His name? It's all up to you. The Lord has provided a way, and you have to make a decision for yourself.